Phil will now introduce the first of three of the letters that have reached the evening news this week.
Our first two letters this week both respond to the South Norfolk Council leader's attack on Natural England. The first comes from J.W. Utting of Heatherset. He thinks the councils are the true idiots. I was extremely concerned to read South Norfolk Council leader John Fuller's most inappropriate comment, branding Natural England advisers idiots over their recent directive on nutrient neutrality. Natural England were established by an Act of Parliament in 2006 with the purpose of helping to conserve, enhance and manage the natural environment for the benefit of present and future generations, thereby contributing to sustainable development. They seek, amongst other things, nature-based solutions contributing fully to tackling the climate change challenge and wider environmental hazards and threats and improvements in the natural capital that drives sustainable economic growth, healthy food systems and prospering communities. In a county which is experiencing exponential growth in housing development and suffering noticeable environmental issues as a result, not least the increasing sewage discharge into waterways and the sea, I would suggest that the true idiots in this case are the predominantly Conservative-controlled councils who have encouraged these massive developments without ensuring adequate infrastructure upgrades are in place. J.W. Utting, Henstead Road, Heatherset.
The second letter comes from Daniel Beardsley of Norwich, who also thinks that the council leader's comments were appalling. He says, the comments by John Fuller, the South Norfolk Council leader, in relation to safeguards that have prevented the building of some houses are appalling. In dismissing as idiots the experts behind Natural England's nutrient neutrality directive for new housing projects, Mr. Fuller appears to regard with contempt the idea that the protection of the natural environment should act as a brake on rampant house building. High levels of nutrients in rivers can lead to the formation of algal blooms and may cause oxygen levels to fall, killing aquatic life. It is quite right that Natural England should ensure that new developments do not worsen these problems. At a time when Norfolk, like so many other parts of England, is seeing ever-increasing amounts of its countryside tarmacked over for housing, it is, in my view, disturbing that individuals such as Mr. Fuller hold positions of responsibility in relation to the planning process.
Helen Copperthwaite wrote in from Aylsham in shock when she found a shop that is moving to a no-cash policy. I was very disturbed when shopping in Aylsham recently to find a notice at the till stating that contactless payments preferred, underneath which was a further notice which we were aiming to become completely cashless within 12 months. I shall not name the shop in order to protect the staff, as when I spoke to staff saying how upset I was to see the notice, two members of staff agreed and were clearly not in agreement with this policy. I believe the policy to be discriminatory. By what right can any shop refuse to accept what is legal currency? How can we continue to support local shops if we can't use cash? Is this another right which we are in danger of losing without having the opportunity to be consulted about the introduction of such a policy? Who on earth is making such decisions and on what did they base such decisions? Helen Copperthwaite, Millgate, Aylsham.